Hello, everybody. This is Brother Bradley Hodges. I'm a minister of the gospel, and I have a word today for somebody, for everybody. You ever thought about the desires of your heart? The things that you really want in life, no matter what it is. The desires of your heart. And have you also heard in Proverbs that it says that the power of life and death is in the tongue? Oh, what a mighty weapon that we have that can be used for the bad or for the good. Many people use it for the bad. And the tongue is like a sword. And if you use it for the bad, it can pierce people's hearts. It can discourage. It can kill. It can cause struggles. It can cause burdens. It can cause battles into your own life. The things that you say, the negativity that you pour out of your mouth, can create an atmosphere of doubt, of fear. The good thing about it is that verse in Proverbs says that the power of life and death. So life, you can produce life. You can produce faith. You can produce the goodness of God. You can produce the blessing. You can produce prosperity. You can produce health. You can produce provisions. Whatever it is that you desire in your heart, if you'll speak it out of your mouth in faith, every day you can create an atmosphere that will change your whole world around. But you've got to be dedicated to it. You've got to be motivated to it. And you've got to speak it every day. And I want to read you a verse that God gave me today, because there's things in my life right now that I'm in need of, that I desire. And those things just ain't going to fall in my lap. I've got to fight this battle. And I've got to continue using the God-given tongue to speak out words into the air that when it is mixed with faith, my words off of my tongue that's mixed with faith, that it can create a manifested thing that I desire in my heart, whatever I desire. I'm going to read you the scripture that I am currently talking about. In Mark chapter 11, starting in verse 19, it said, "And when even was come, he went out of the city," talking about Jesus and his disciples. "And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God." Now these next few scriptures is talking to the people that have faith in God. He's talking to the remnant of people who have faith in the living God that we serve every day. And this is what he said to them concerning the fig tree. He said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, that's you and me. He's talking about you and me. Whosoever shall say unto this mouth," meaning shall use the words of his mouth, "shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." So see, there's a rule in the kingdom of God that when you have faith in God, that you can have the very things that you say out of your mouth, for the bad or for the good. See, you'll reap whatever you sow. And if you sow good things, you'll reap good things. If you say good things and you put good things out of your mouth, then you'll be blessed by good things. So he said, verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you," and this is really where it's at, "what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." Do you understand that when you're in prayer, and the things that you desire in your heart, if you believe that you've received them, then you shall have them. See, that's the power of the tongue that has faith. When you have faith in your heart and you speak out of that faith and it flows off of your tongue, the things that you desire in your heart that you want and you need from God, then He will honor that. He will honor that word. And He will bring it to manifestation in your life. See, God is a God who spoke things into existence. He spoke this beautiful earth that we live on. The sun, the moon, the stars, the grass, the cattle, even ourselves, our human beings, our bodies. Everything that we are, everything that we see in this earth, it declares the glory of God. And He spoke all those things into existence. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The sun come out. And He called it day. And He spoke everything into existence with the words of His mouth because He was full of faith. And I want to ask you today, what is it that you need? What is it that you want? Because when you pray for the desires of your heart, if you believe that you receive them, you shall have them. That's the type of faith that you need to have. Don't wait for it to before you see it. See, there's a lot of people, the only way they believe in God is if they get something first, if they can see it with their eyes. But see, faith is believing and seeing things without them being visible in your eyesight. A faith that God requires all Christians to have is a faith that sees outside the box, that sees the promises of God before they're even manifested in front of your face. There's things that I need, and I'm standing on this word in Mark, and I'm saying that the desires of my heart when I pray, that I've already received them. They're already mine. I just thank God every day that they're mine. I'm acting like they're mine. I'm talking like they're mine. There's no need to keep asking for something that you already have. If you have faith and doubt not in your heart, the things that you ask for, you shall have them. So it's time to use your mouth and your tongue as a tool that can manifest the desires of your heart that God wants you to have, the abundant life, the blessings of the Lord. Wait no longer for the things that you need. Struggle no longer with doubt, wondering if God ever bless you. He's already blessed you. He's already given you what you need. If you will ask Him in faith and open your mouth and declare the word of the Lord and receive the things that you ask as soon as you ask of them, then they're already yours. No matter what day they come, no matter when they might arrive, you've got to believe that they're already yours. Start acting like it. Start talking about it. Start praising God. And I pray this special word on everybody, that you can enjoy a life full of the desires of your heart manifested in every area of your life if you'll only believe this word. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. In Jesus' name.